Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
654 at 580 CFRA, front page story. Everybody's talking about it in the health community, apparently. A new study suggesting new fathers also get the baby blues or postpartum depression. One in 10 do. Dr. Dworkin joins us now on CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
You think this is real?
Well, this is, again, this is not a study that actually went out and looked for this, looked at fathers specifically and looked for incidents of depression. These were studies that were looked at, 43 studies that documented depression in fathers, but between January 1980 and October 2009, 43 studies, 28,000 patients. But it was looking back on studies that weren't designed specifically for depression in fathers. These were studies where there was depression looked at and fathers were asked along the line, but the focus wasn't necessarily on the fathers. It's sort of taking a second look at the data that was there. But nevertheless, when they looked at this, although documented evidence shows that after birth, women will have maternal depression occurs between 10 and 30% of the time. They wanted to at least try to find out if this was an issue for fathers with the limited data that they had. And when they did look at reports of depressive symptoms, they found that out of those 28,000 patients, about 10% or 2,800 of them reported symptoms of depression. And among the men who had documented symptoms, there were higher rates of depression during the 3 to 6 month period after birth or postpartum. And the lowest rate was about 7.7% in the first 3 months, or just after delivery. But again, the researchers even warned themselves, and I quote, the researchers say, quote, this is a small number of studies measuring paternal depression during this period suggests cautious interpretation. So they have to be very careful about this. And they also said that the study was limited by the accuracy and the variations in the methodologies or how the studies were individually done. But what they tried to at least glean from this is that this is an issue that at least should be looked at because there was reporting of it. The accuracy of how much is out there still needs to be determined, but there still is that issue. There still is seems to be that problem where new fathers do experience some depressive symptoms,
well,
especially...
Doc, listen,
yes.
I got to argue this with you.
Yes.
It seems to me this trivializes genuine postpartum depression, which is a real serious problem for some women. And it's a combination of, physical and psychological and emotional and all the rest of it. A guy's tired. He's got a baby. The baby's crying. He's tired. He's a little bit stressed. And he's not going out as often as he used to. Of course he's a little depressed, but doesn't it trivialize genuine postpartum depression to say, oh, you've got PPD?
I don't think so. I don't think I think what they're looking at is a specific symptoms that would rely on the diagnosis of depression and not necessarily just the fatigue factor that's there. But it's not trivializing the postpartum depression in women at all, because it does recognize that this is a serious factor. In fact, what they've mentioned is that when the mother is depressed, the father experiences or the husband experiences similar problems as well because of trying to help the mother cope with her depression. So it can affect family members as well. So I don't know if it's trivializing it as much as more just drawing attention that there may be something that's happening. I'm not...
To the whole family.
I'm not absolutely convinced that this is a huge problem, but they're just simply saying it may be out there and might be looked at as in a more in-depth to be able to see whether indeed this is the case.
Okay, you calmed me down.
Okay.